Welcome to the Heartbeat of God with Stacy Lunsford, the pastor of poetry. Today's inspirational message of hope is stop partnering with the lying tongue. Wherever you are, where when it comes to receiving and believing the lies of the enemy, through this message and those that will follow in this series of renewing the mind, my objective is to share the word of God, to share the truth that will dislodge the lies. I am going to share a poem that I wrote entitled Tearing Down the House That Lies Built. And this particular piece is lined up with Black History Month. And it's going to tell a story about a lie that took the life of a young Black man. And I'm just going to get into this poem. Tearing down the house that lies built. And I do have a picture of a bulldozer that's tearing down the house, and I'm going to post it on my page. And in contrast, this woman's confession of the truth, it will not raise Emmett Till back up again. It will not give his mother an opportunity to hold her son again. You see, eloquently speaking, too many white lies have taken the lives of my beautiful Black brothers. And they have broken the hearts of their mothers, have hung their sons and daughters on trees. How can it be that it's okay to tell the truth now that she is 82? If justice is to prevail, she should be locked up in jail for murder and being part of that cruel conspiracy that forever changed history. Emmett's brutal death has impacted my life in a special way. You see, eloquently speaking, he didn't have to die that way. My love, respect, my prayers go out to the family. You see, they already knew the truth, just like so many other families know the truth. So I want to take this opportunity to encourage you to stop partnering with a lying tongue. Stop partnering with a lying spirit. Stop believing the lies of the enemy. Because when we believe, when we receive the lies of the enemy, we give full access for the enemy to tear down our house, to destroy our families, to kill our children. What has the lying spirit stolen from you? The lying tongue works closely with the spirit of robbery. And I don't want to go too fast because I really want to take my time and teach and expose the work of the enemy as we learn about the lying tongue. So, as usual, I have a couple of questions for you. What are the lies that you have received? What are the lies that you believed that tore your house down? What are the lies that stole your identity and caused you to be something that God never intended you to be? What are the lies that you tell yourself about what you can't do? And I want you to take a few moments and be honest with yourself and be honest with God. And I guarantee you that God will tell you what to do. God will show you what you've been doing wrong. And it's not that it's, this is not a right or wrong message, but this is an opportunity to expose the works of the enemy and allow you to see the areas where you've been operating in the spirit of falsehood and deception because of the lies that you have believed and the lies that you have received into your heart, into your mind, into your spirit. So eloquently speaking, we will be tearing down the house that lies built by identifying those negative thoughts that we meditate on day and night that damages the infrastructure of our thought process and keeps us in bondage. So I want to share Philippians, the fourth chapter in verse 8. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. And if you would, I would love for you to bookmark Philippians, the fourth chapter in verse 8, and let that be your memory verse for this week. Get some index cards and the different scriptures that I will be sharing with you that stand out to you. Write those scriptures out on your index card and take that index card with you everywhere you go throughout the day. You can even write it in your notes on your phone. And whenever a negative thought comes to your mind, whenever a lie comes to seduce you, to distract you, pull that scripture out and quote it, read it out loud. We are in the process of renewing our minds. And as we start identifying the lies that we have believed, because some of us, we don't even know that it's been lies, but you're learning that it's been lies. And then some of you, you're going to learn that the things that you have been believing, the things that you received into your heart, your mind, your spirit, that it was not the truth. It really was a lie. And all of those areas where we have been in partnership with a lie, with something that wasn't true, we lost our identity in that area. We relinquished the power and authority that we have in those areas. And the purpose of this series is to take back everything that the enemy has stolen from us through the lying tongue that works closely with the spirit of robbery. So if you find yourself thinking about negative things, you find yourself thinking about painful things, you find yourself thinking about traumatic experiences that keep you in the cycle of going back to the past and reliving and rehearsing what happened to you, Philippians 4, the fourth chapter in verse 8 is a wonderful scripture to memorize and to apply to your life because it tells us to think about whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, and whatsoever things are just. So what are some of the things that take place when we think on dishonest things? What are some of the things that take place when we think about unjust things? What are some of the things that take place in our heart, our mind, our soul, and our spirit when we think about impure things? What happens when we think about things that are not lovely and the opposite of lovely is ugly? What happens when we think about bad reports versus good reports? The word of God says, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on the things that are good Think on the things that are lovely. Think of the things that are just, the things that are honest, and the things that are of good report. So going back to Emmett Till, if you remember when Emmett Till died a very vicious death, he was beat beyond recognition. It broke his mother's heart. But all of the news reports, all of the lies, this woman that killed, had this boy killed because she lied on him. This was a bad report that circulated throughout the whole world. And most of the world knew that it was a lie. They knew that this boy, this young black boy, this young educated black boy that had a whole life, a whole future ahead of him and a promising future, it was stolen from him because of a lying tongue. And because of all of the witnesses that partnered with the lying tongue, that's why this message is entitled, Come Out of Agreement with the Lying Tongue. Stop partnering with a lying tongue. When Emmett Till died, a bad report circulated throughout our judicial system. When Emmett Till died, a bad report circulated throughout the media, the news, everywhere. We learned that this young boy died a vicious death based on a lie. And when the woman that lied on him, when she turned 82, she decided to confess and tell the truth. But I want you to understand that the lie that she told, it changed history. It changed lives. And it destroyed many houses. It destroyed many families. It destroyed hope. It thought that it destroyed hope. But many people came together. Black and white people came together to fight for Emmett Till and to fight for his mother and to fight with his mother. And eventually the truth manifested. When this white woman told the truth. So when the truth was revealed, what do you think happened? And I'm sorry, I feel a little emotional, not like in my feelings in a negative way, but too many lies are killing our families. Too many lies are killing black men, black women, Spanish women, Spanish men, people of color. Racism is real. Prejudice is real. And it is a lie. Those that operate in the spirit of hatred, they cooperate, they partner with a lying tongue. And they speak lies. They speak hateful, evil, wicked words that kill the spirit of innocent people. So we have a duty and we have a responsibility to reject the lies of the enemy. Now, what do you do when you know the truth, but you can't prove the truth? And this is something that is like burning in my heart because there are so many lying tongues that have operated with the spirit of robbery that is recorded in John the 10th chapter. You see, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So what do you do when you know the truth, but you can't prove it? You see, Emmett Till, when his mother stood in that courtroom, even before she got to the courtroom, when Emmett Till's mother viewed his body and identified her son, can you imagine how she felt? I know that this happened many years ago, but this message about Emmett Till is prevalent today because the power of a lying tongue took his life. The power of a lying tongue took his mother's, the king, the royal seed that came out of her body. It stole her joy. It stole her peace. It stole her voice. It stole her power and her authority. She was weak for a moment. And yes, she did cry. She did weep. What would you do? The same thing that happened several years ago is still happening today. Black mothers are still crying. Black fathers are still crying because of the power of a lying tongue that is killing their children. Eloquently speaking about tearing down a house that lies built. And we're talking about learning how to identify the negative thoughts that we meditate on day and night that damages the infrastructure of our thought process that keeps us in bondage. So I want to connect this with Philippians 4, the fourth chapter in verse 8, because it says, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So going back to not just Emmett Till, but all of the unwrongful deaths that have taken place all around the world. The news spread like hotcakes, and we spend so much time wasting negative energy speaking on the negative things that has happened when we have the power and authority to speak about the good things and to actually activate some good actions that can turn the negative actions around. It's okay to talk about the various things that happen, but we need to stop complaining. We need to stop mumbling. We need to stop grumbling, and we need to stop coming into partnership with a lying tongue. You see, when we come into agreement with a lying tongue, we open up ourselves to be seduced, to be hoodwinked, to come into agreement with a spirit of error, with a spirit of falsehood. And when we embrace the lies of the enemy, we start to operate in the spirit of delusion, in the spirit of fantasy. And we no longer operate in reality. We don't see the truth. We don't experience the truth. We don't live the truth because in our mind, we have already been manipulated demonically through the lies that we have believed. And it's a very crafty way that the enemy has been deceiving us for years. So today, I want to take some time to visit those things that we think about, things that we know are not true. Like, how many times have you jumped over the truth to believe a lie? How many times have you jumped over the word of God and did what you wanted to do because your flesh didn't want to do what God told you to do? And let's go even deeper. How many times did you jump over the instructions of your parents and they told you not to do something and you went and you did it anyway? There was a consequence for what you did, right? We all at different times have entertained lies, and we all at different times have even spoken lies out of our mouths, and we like to call them white lies. I don't care what color you call it. A lie is a lie, and a lie cause severe damage that will tear your house down if you continue partnering with it. When you come into agreement with a lie, you come out of agreement with the word of God, and you no longer walk with God. You begin to walk with the enemy that spoke the lie. And I want you to really think about what I'm about to say. What is the purpose of a lie? If somebody is your friend or a family member, whatever, what is the purpose of them lying to you? What are they up to? What are their motives? What are their plans? If somebody is planning to talk to you and tell you a lie, they don't have your best interest at heart, and they have ulterior motives. And the more we learn about lies, the more you're going to start identifying when people are lying to you. And if you are a person that tell lies, eventually you're going to stop telling the lies because the conviction of the Holy Spirit is going to really minister to you. And if you do tell lies, I don't want you to feel bad about it. Repent and move forward and start telling the truth. Many people have been entrapped and seduced by the wiles of the devil through demonic manipulation. You know, for those of you that joined me last night, I was talking about soul ties and the diabolical cords and the things that happen in the spirit realm when we connect ourselves with people that speak lies. All of the attacks that take place against us, they happen in the second heavens. That's where Satan and his demons, that's where they do what they do. But God is seated high above in the third heaven, high above powers and principalities, high above the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. And I want to make it perfectly clear that that whole area of spiritual wickedness in high places, they operate with the lying tongue. They operate in falsehood. They operate in deception, delusion, fantasy, and they specialize in making lies appear to be real. So much so that it has destroyed families. It has broken up marriages. It has destroyed homes. It has destroyed relationships. It has destroyed ministries. It has destroyed businesses. It has destroyed governments. It has destroyed our political system. It has destroyed our health system. It has destroyed our financial system. There are so many lying tongues operating in every institution that we use, and some we know of, but listen, there are some we will never know because there's so much red tape over it. It will never be opened until God decides to open it. And rest assured, I'm speaking prophetically now, rest assured, God has divinely positioned his people in these positions where spiritual wickedness in high places have had their way for a very long time, where they had the ability to tear down the house of many people. But God is about to turn things around and divine reversals are coming. So when you see something that you don't like, whether it's with our government, whether it's with our judicial system, whether it's with the financial or our education and even our health system, there's so many lies being spoken of in regards to this pandemic. And it's not just this pandemic. These things have been happening for a very long time. And sadly, we have embraced the lies of the enemy. Not everyone. But some of us, we have embraced the lies of the enemy, and it has stolen so much from us. And the purpose of sharing this series is not only for the renewal of our minds, but it's also so that we can rise up in the spirit, not by might, not by power, but by the spirit of the Lord, and take back everything that was stolen from us. We shall pursue, we shall overtake, and we shall recover all. But we can't do it in our own strength. We must be spirit led. We must be spirit governed. And we must be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Don't lean to the left. Don't lean to the right. But stand up straight and lift your eyes unto the hills from which cometh your help. Because all of your help comes from the Lord. Now, God is aware of all of these things that have been happening for years. And God is going to turn things around according to his will, his plans, and his purpose. So I encourage you today, whatever topic is dear to you, whatever topic is on your heart, I want you to go to God in prayer. Now, social media is a wonderful opportunity for lies to spread like wildfire. The lying tongue loves to work with a gossiping spirit, with a spirit that loves to slander. And a lot of negative things happen on social media. And I want to encourage you that the next time that you see something negative, that you reject it. Don't entertain it. Don't focus on what the enemy is doing through the lies being spoken, but turn it into something positive and live by example, speak by example, and show a better way. Because we've been partnering with this lying tongue for too long. There are some things that we have total control and total power over, but we must renew that area of our mind that we have relinquished to the enemy. So eloquently speaking about tearing down a house that lies built deals with healthy confrontation. So things that are covered up can't heal. So going back to Emmett Till, they tried to cover up the lie that this white woman spoke about Emmett Till touching her. He didn't touch her. He was a very, very respectful young man. But all of these white men that were grown, that was way bigger than him, they chose to beat him down. And they beat him so bad that he died. And then they tried to cover up what they did. In court, they lied about what they did. When the sheriff arrived at their various properties to question them, they lied. They used a lying tongue. And the lying tongue was controlled by the spiritual wickedness in high places, the powers and the principalities. See, we have to understand that Satan is the father of lies. And those that tell lies, they belong to him. Now, we do have some Christians that tell lies and they don't belong to Satan, but that's an area of their lives through demonic oppression and demonic manipulation that they need to be delivered. And that's where we need to mature as believers, because sometimes we are quick to judge and criticize other brothers and sisters in Christ, but we don't know their story. Mind your business. Keep your eyes on you. If you see something out of order, pray for that person. But don't speak about things that you don't understand. Go to God in prayer and say, God, I saw such and such. God, I heard such and such. Can you give me clarity? Can you show me how to pray about this situation? Because I really care about the person and I don't want to respond the way I used to respond. See, once we renew our mind, our mindsets will change and we'll start thinking about those good things, lovely things, and we'll speak about things that will build people up versus speaking negative words that will tear people down. How many houses have you torn down because you spoke lies or because you gossiped or because you slandered and you talked about another person? We all have done it at one time or another in our lifetime. And no matter when you did it, how you did it, who you did it to, today is a great opportunity to disconnect yourself from that lie. And all you have to do is repent and say, God, please forgive me for speaking a lie. Please forgive me for lying to this person. This person entered into a downward spiral because of what I said and because of what I did. And I'm so sorry and I feel bad and I ask that you forgive me. And I ask that you touch that person. I ask that you heal that person and help them to rise above their circumstances. It's just that simple. We just have to be willing to humble ourselves. Pride will keep you in a vicious cycle of covering things up. Pride will keep you in a vicious cycle of thinking you're right when you're wrong. So Emmett Till, his mother wanted the truth to be revealed. But those that operated with a lying tongue, those that was operating in a spirit of strong deception and falsehood, they wanted to cover up what they did. They wanted to cover up their crime. They wanted to cover up the severe beating that Emmett Till received. Now, where are you today? How many lies have you believed and how many lies have you covered up to protect somebody? What happened to you as a young child? Who touched you? Who raped you? Who molested you? Who sodomized you? See, these are some of the lies from our youth where we have covered up because we didn't want the truth to get out because it was a family secret. Ah, it's too many family secrets. It's too many lying tongues in the family. And things are being covered up that need to be uncovered so that the truth can be revealed, so that healthy confrontation can take place, so that men and women that have been abused from their youth can be free today in their adulthood. Who is the Holy Ghost talking to? We need to speak the truth in love. It takes courage to tell the truth. And many people don't want to tell the truth because they are afraid. Fear works with a lying tongue. Fear will paralyze you. Fear will cause you to back up and stop moving forward. Eloquently speaking, we will be tearing down the house, several houses that lies built by exposing the lie that stole our identity. So if you are a man or woman that was molested when you was a small child, guess what? It stole your identity. If you was abused by a parent that was a drug addict, an alcoholic, and they beat you beyond recognition, they didn't kill you, but you were beat constantly. You were cursed at all of the time. Negative words. You was put down. You was told what you would never be. You was told that you was a mistake. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yesterday, last night, we began to talk about the spirit of rejection. The spirit of rejection is a cohort that works with the lying tongue, the spirit of fear, and the spirit of robbery. And the purpose is to steal your identity, to make you feel unworthy, to make you feel unloved, to ostracize you, to separate you, to cause you to experience the spirit of abandonment, where you feel like you're alone, you're always going to be alone. And in that lonely place, you rehearse what happened to you over and over again. And so the spirit of heaviness creeps in. And the spirit of heaviness is the strong man, where the fruit on the tree consists of the spirit of despair, the spirit of brokenness, the spirit of depression, the spirit of hopelessness is where you become all pessimistic. It's where all of those negative thoughts and the enemy began to speak to you, and it's all negative. And because you're already broken, because you feel destitute, because you feel empty, you're not receiving the word of God into your mind, into your spirit, into your heart. But all of these negative things are manifesting in your mind, in your imagination, your ideas, and your thoughts. And the enemy is building a stronghold. And this stronghold begins to take control over you. And after a while, you become captivated by the lies of the enemy. And you no longer believe the good things about you. You are totally engulfed by all of the negative things that have been said to you about you. Evil, hateful words spoken to you about you to kill your spirit and to damage your confidence, to influence you to come out of agreement with the word of God and what God said about you. You see, God loves you. You are the apple of God's eyes, and God will never speak negative to you the way the enemy does. God will remind you that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God will tell you that you are the apple of his eye. And when the enemy tells you what you can't do, God will tell you that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So at the end of the day, when we are ready to accept the truth, we open up the door to hear God clearer. You know, there's an old song, it says, I can see clearly now, I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Dun, 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 dun. I love that song. Well, that's what is happening. The sunshine is shining, and God's light is going to shine into all of those dark areas. And it's going to expose the lies of the enemy. It's going to expose those areas where you lost your identity. It's going to expose those areas where your mind and your emotions have been damaged by the lies of the enemy. And you're going to see where your confidence changed. There's something that happened to you. Somebody had a very traumatic experience. It totally embarrassed you and it humiliated you, and it stole your confidence. You was very confident A lot of people thought you were arrogant, but you wasn't arrogant. You believed that you were who God told you you were, and you was operating in the word of God. But when this offense, when this hurt happened to you, this traumatic experience, it stole your confidence. And I want you to know that God is working on your behalf. And divine reversals are happening right now in the name of Jesus. And your confidence is going to be restored. Your identity is going to be restored. Your voice is going to be restored. Your power and your authority is going to be restored. Now, I want you to understand why this attack happened to you. God's hand upon you is very strong. God has given you a sphere of influence, and you have the ability to speak and people listen to you. And God is going to use you to do great things. Your destiny is great, but the purpose of the traumatic experience, whatever it was that happened, that traumatized you, that hurt you, that wounded you, and it deeply humiliated you. The enemy devised this evil scheme against you to destroy you. Remember, I said the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So when you believed, when you received the lies of the enemy, you began to partner with that lie. And so your confidence began to diminish, and you began to feel unworthy, and you began to feel like your life wasn't going to be the way you thought it was going to be. And you see where I said thought. We have to be careful of our thoughts. But whoever you are, whoever this message is for, I want you to know the moment that you repent for entertaining the lying tongue, things going to turn around in your life so fast. And you are going to experience the power of God as you take some time to consecrate, to enter into prayer, and to fast. God is going to show you how awesome you are. And God is going to remind you that all of the things that he said about you, with all of the negative things that happened to you, it doesn't negate what he said. It doesn't change his plans. And everybody listening right now, I don't care what the enemy said. I don't care what the enemy did to you. The devil is a liar. God's word is true. As the lies are being dislodged, the truth is going to grow. The truth is going to take over. And you are going to come into agreement with the word of God. In the moment that we make up our mind to repent for entertaining the lies of the enemy, for partnering with the enemy, and even for the lies that we have spoken, the Holy Ghost is going to take over. Now, I feel led to share Amos, the 9th chapter right now, verse 13 and 15, verse 13 through 15. And I'm going to read in the Message Bible. I love this translation. So after we repent, okay, we have to repent. And we have to ask God to forgive us and to heal us and to restore us. And he's going to do it. It's already done. But the purpose of repenting is to turn away from the negative behavior that we have been displaying. And it's to renounce and to reject the lies of the enemy. And it's to take back everything that the enemy stole from us through those lies. And the moment that we do that, this is what's going to happen. God is going to forgive us. God is going to restore us, and God is going to heal us. And that's a biblical principle that's recorded in 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter and verse 14. He said, you know, he will heal our land. So in the context of renewing our mind, God is going to renew our mind. And as our minds are healed, everything about us is going to be healed. Everything about us is going to be changed. But this is what's going to happen. And I hope you're getting excited, because this scripture is going to bless you. Amos, the 9th chapter, beginning at verse 13. Yes, indeed. It won't be long now, God decrees. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Oh, I'm so excited. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people, Israel. They'll rebuild their ruined cities. They'll plant vineyards and drink good wine. They'll work their gardens and eat fresh vegetables. I'll plant them on their own land. They'll never again be uprooted from the land I've given them. God, your God, says so. And I'm sorry, I have to praise God right there. Hallelujah. What a word, what a word. When you get some time, I want you to read that word for yourself. Amos, the 9th chapter, verse 13 through verse 15. That is God's promise to you. And I'm telling you, the moment you decide to come out of agreement with the lies of the enemy, the moment you decide to repent, to reject, to renounce the spirit of lying and everything that was attached to that lie, everything that you stole. Listen, things are going to happen so fast. Your head is going to swim. Things are going to happen so fast. Snap my finger. Bam, it is done. God is going to go before you and make the crooked places straight. God is going to restore your marriage. God is going to restore your home. God is going to restore your broken relationships. Everything that went wrong with that business partnership. Listen, God is going to correct everything that the enemy stole from you. Now, I want to make it perfectly clear, even though God is going to do a lot of restoration and a lot of healing is going to take place, there are some people you simply will not connect with again. You will forgive them, you will bless them, and you will ask God to do whatever he needs to do in their life. But there are some people in your life in this season, because of what they did to you, they will never be allowed to be in your life again the way they used to be. So those cords, once it's cut, it's going to be cut. Once they disappear, don't go looking for them. Don't feel sorry for them. Don't feel bad for them, because they were on an assignment from the enemy to hurt you, to steal, to kill, and to destroy you. There are some people that are leaving your life now, and you don't know why. You don't understand what's happening. They serve no purpose and they have no value in your life. I don't care what they meant to you. I don't care how you feel about them. They cannot be in your life at this time. So just go to God in prayer and ask him to speak to you about the cutting, about the people that are leaving your life. So when tearing down a house that lies built and taking back territory that the enemy stole from us, we must be intentional with replacing those areas with the word of God. For example, if you tore down doubt and unbelief, you should be building your house back up with confidence and belief scriptures and meditate on them both day and night, according to Joshua, the 1st chapter and verse 8. And I'm going to turn there real quick. And I pray that something said today has encouraged you and that you will take the time to meditate on Philippians, the 4th chapter and verse 8. So for Joshua, the 1st chapter, and I'm going to look at the King James Version. Joshua, the 1st chapter and verse 8, it says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." So if you haven't been having good success, start meditating on the word of God. Start applying God's word to your life. And if I was you, I would sit down and just write down all of the areas where things have not been successful for you. So write down your failures. Write down what happened. Don't think about grammar. Don't think about punctuation. Just write. Just empty out. God, I tried to do this. Boom, boom, boom. This happened. Boom, boom, boom. That happened. And I failed. Can you highlight those areas for me to help me to see what happened? So just write out everything you feel associated with it and then walk away, like move away from it for about an hour or so. And then when you come back, you're going to read what you wrote. And so you're going to look at it from a new set of eyes, from a new perspective. And then you're going to stand accountable for the choices that you made and the actions that contributed to the failure. And this is not an opportunity to fault find or to criticize or to judge, but it's just an opportunity for you to identify the areas where you need to make some changes and do things differently. But it's also an opportunity to identify some of the lies that influence your thought process. But meditate on Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. So, eloquently speaking about the power of the lying tongue that stole your destiny, that stole your family, that broke up your marriage, that stole your wife, your husband, your children, and it broke up your happy home. My question is, what are you going to do about it? Because if I'm not mistaken, life and death is in the power of the tongue. And in Luke 10:19, it tells us that Jesus gave us power and authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So this is my recommendation to you as we come to the close of today's message. Come out of agreement with the lies of the enemy and the wicked people that have lying tongues that the enemy has used to do three things to you. To rob, to steal, and to kill. Did you know that a lying tongue works closely with the spirit of robbery, theft, and murder? Let me show you how. Stay with me while I share Luke, the 10th chapter, and verse 10. I mean, John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. What has the lying tongue stolen from you? What has the lying spirit destroyed in your life? And what has the lying spirit killed in your life? It's time to wake up. It's time to rise up. It's time to renounce the lying tongue. It's time to stop partnering with and cooperating with the lying tongue. It's time to reject the lies that you have believed. It's time to reject the lies that you have received. It's time to repent for entertaining these lies. It's time to renew your mind in this area where the spirit of destruction has damaged the truth. And it has destroyed your thought process. It has distorted your thoughts. It has distorted your imaginations. It has distorted your mind. And it has seduced you into embracing the spirit of error, where you have been operating in the spirit of falsehood, deep deception, and the spirit of delusion. Many homes, families, marriages, relationships, ministries, businesses, governments, and institutions, to name a few, have all been duped by this lying tongue that is wickedly vicious. But the good news is God has made a way of escape for you. And the question today, as I close, are you ready to divorce the lie? Are you ready to destroy the lie? Are you ready to trample on the lie? Are you ready to uproot the lie and every degenerative root that is connected to it. Listen, lies kill, they steal, and they destroy. Lies fascinate and they captivate the mind, but the blood of Jesus eradicates. Glory, hallelujah. I release the power of the blood of Jesus over your mind, body, soul, and spirit, your will, your intellect, your feelings, and your emotions, to flush out the lies of the enemy that have become strongholds in your life, that have stolen your voice, that has stolen your power, that has stolen your authority, your destiny, your children, your husband, your wife, your family, your business, your ministry, your inventions, your ideas, etc. And I release Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 1 and 2 over your life. And I encourage you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I decree in Jesus' name that the blood of Jesus is healing the damaged areas of your mind where your mind has been living a lie that tore down your house and your dreams. It's time to renew. It's time to rebuild in Jesus' name. So, we are at the end of today's message, and I pray that something said has blessed you, has encouraged you. If you have any questions, please feel free to post them in the comments. If you have a prayer request, please post in the comments. If it's private in nature, please inbox me or send an email to eloquentlyspeaking@gmail.com. If you are being blessed by this series, please drop me a message and let me know. Thank you for praying for me. I am definitely praying for you. And our memory verse for this week, for those of you that just tuned in, the memory verse is Philippians, the 4th chapter, and verse 8. And it says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." So Philippians 4 and 8, and Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, and Romans 12 and 2. And I shared John the 10th chapter and verse 10, and we did go over Luke 10:19. So those were the scriptures that I provided today. And you are listening to the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. My name is Stacy Lunsford, and we simply ask that you continue to pray for us. Pastor Afeni from Nigeria, he will be ministering tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. And his topic is Renewing the Mind, Part 5. And I ask that you take some time to join the broadcast tomorrow. It's going to be very rich. A lot of information will be shared. But we thank you again for joining us. God bless you and have a wonderful day.